It's one of the most famous buildings at the center of one of the most famous battles in history, a site of a defeat that became the rallying cry for the fight for independence. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
When people remember the Alamo, they probably think of an iconic building in the heart of San Antonio.
What we try to explain as part of our interpretation is that it's that building, but it's the long barrack, it's the plaza, it's this much bigger space.
So as Dr. Bruce Winders explains, the Alamo is the entire area that was inside the walls of the compound. Understanding what the Alamo is helps people understand the result of the famous battle here.
When they look at the one building, they usually will go, wow, it's a lot smaller than I thought. Once you can explain that it's not just that building, but it's a much larger compound, they'll go, it's a lot bigger than I thought, which goes to help explain why it was so hard to defend.
Santa Ana had about 2,500 troops to lay siege. On March 6, 1836, the Mexican army attacked. There were about 200 Texans occupying the Alamo, including well-known men like James Bowie, Davy Crockett, and William Travis.
We have 189 names that are counted as official names. It may be as high as 200, it may actually be 250, but that's part of the problem. We just don't know. We don't have the documentation.
Just a month and a half later, though, the Texans defeated Santa Ana and gained their independence from Mexico. But it is the Alamo, the site of the Texan defeat, that is widely remembered today.
There was immediately the feeling that this was sacred ground. And in the 1830s, 1840s, 1850s, when people come to San Antonio, they write in their letters and their diaries, had to go to the Alamo, the place where Crockett and Bowie were murdered.
For several decades, the Army used the Alamo as a warehouse, but people remembered the Alamo and its importance in Texas's independence, and it was later made a memorial to the fight for freedom. Traveling the countryside in San Antonio, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.